It's February 21st, 2020, and this is Markets Daily from CoinDesk. I'm John Biggs. Adam is out today. Just a reminder, CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice. And now, the news. Where she stops, nobody knows. Bitcoin is up $200 today as the cryptocurrency bounced off of a low of $9,400. Bitcoin's recovery from price support is struggling to gather upside traction amid bearish developments in the short-term charts. The cryptocurrency fell by 5.5% on Wednesday to register its biggest single-day drop in 3 months. So far, however, the repeated defense of that level has failed to yield a notable price bounce, leaving the cryptocurrency below the resistance of the five-day average at $97.50. Bitcoin is trading at $9,732 today, while Ether rose to $264. In financial news, NASDAQ-listed Riot Blockchain plans to sell its cryptocurrency exchange RiotX while doubling down on its Bitcoin mining business. In an announcement on Thursday, the company said it's considering opportunities to divest itself of the limited assets associated with the exchange, launched in early 2018, due to the regulatory environment, security risks, and competition from peers. The company said, quote, in order to concentrate its focus on cryptocurrency mining, Riot has opted to sunset further development of Riot's U.S.-based digital currency exchange. Riot has hired Chicago-based investment bank XMS Capital Partners to advise on potential strategic deals in the search for new growth opportunities. From our That Sure Went Poorly news division, Asian cryptocurrency exchange Fcoin revealed its insolvency this week and may have already been leaking Bitcoin as early as July 2018, just 2 months after its debut. Security startup PeckShield released a report on Friday suggesting Fcoin's Bitcoin wallets had a significant outflow of nearly 10,000 BTC between July 19th and August 31st, 2018, a time that coincided with the occurrence of the fatal data error that Fcoin founder Zhang Jian mentioned in his tell-all post on February 17th. While announcing that Fcoin was insolvent, the founder revealed that the exchange had a shortfall of up to $130 million. PeckShield found that Fcoin's wallet surged to as many as 13,000 BTC on July 19th, reflecting a sharp growth after the debut of the exchange's so-called transaction-free mining model in May. But the daily balance sharply decreased to just 3,759 BTC on August 31st, according to PeckShield. The new model drew heavy criticism from many corners of the market, with some comparing it to a Ponzi scheme. In notable investment news, Fidelity International bought 17 million shares of OSL owner BC Group at a price of 83 cents per share, which gives it a 5.6% stake in the firm. The investment is part of a $36 million share placement that Hong Kong Stock Exchange-listed BC Group announced last month. One of the largest crypto exchanges in Asia, OSL targets institutional and individual investors with trading, brokerage, and custody services. And finally, in financial news, investment bank Morgan Stanley is buying digital stock brokerage E-Trade for $13 billion. According to the Wall Street Journal, the consolidation will give Morgan Stanley access to E-Trade's 5.2 million retail investors in what will be Wall Street's largest deal since the 2008 financial crisis. Despite lagging in assets, E-Trade's client base is far larger than Morgan Stanley's 3 million. While Morgan Stanley mostly appeals to high-dollar and institutional investors, E-Trade's zero-commission structure brings in more consumer-level retail accounts. It may also bring the wealth management giant closer to cryptocurrency markets. E-Trade reportedly toyed with the idea of launching a Bitcoin and Ether trading platform last April. That service can now get wrapped into Morgan Stanley's purchase. And that's the news. Thank you for listening. We'll be back on Monday. If you're enjoying the show, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or your favorite platform. And just a reminder that CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice. See you next week.